Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Season 3, Episode 64 of Bad Voltage. This is always one of the most fun shows of the year because I get to spend time with my compadres, Mr. Stuart Ian Langridge and Mr. Jeremy Paris Hilton Garcia. And we review our likely incredibly accurate predictions from the beginning of the year.
Yes.
This always turns into a fucking fight. I don't foresee this really being all that different here, but why do we just get right into it? You know, we had a bunch of normal predictions and then we have some bonus predictions. The rules of the game are you get a point for the prediction being correct.
As if there were rules. The rules of the game are is everyone just jockeys shamelessly for fractions of a point after we get everything wrong.
The rules are well established and well understood by the group, I think.
I think, right. What was it? I mean, a couple of years ago, I think, didn't we get nothing between all of us? We didn't get a single point or something.
Yeah, right.
There was one especially grim years. Like, they're all pretty grim. But there was one very grim.
We can't be that badly off. So we should start with Jeremy because Jeremy basically always gets everything right and embarrasses the rest of us. So let's see how that shook out this year.
Yeah, let's get it.
So Jeremy launches with accurate prediction number one, TikTok gets banned in the USA.
and it did. Federal ban.
I'm not in the USA, so I can't actually tell. But as far as I'm aware, this wildly did not happen. Am I correct in this?
No. June 2023, the federal government put in a federal United States ban on all employees are prohibited from having the app on any device.
That's not the prediction.
That's the US. The US government has instituted a ban on TikTok. Very specific.
All right. Shenanigans are afoot.
And not only did the federal government, which is the U.S., hopping on board 34 of 50 states, and from what I can tell, 34 of 50 states don't agree on anything. They did agree that their state employees cannot have TikTok on any device.
Now, I feel like there's some linguistics word for
bullshit.
Blurring the distinction of what the word "some" means. Like TikTok gets banned in the USA as no one in the USA can get it, rather than someone somewhere who happened to be in America banned it.
No, we're going with the Two Live Crew definition here. Banned in the USA. I think federal government is it's a federal ban. There's no real way that the government could ban it from the country, right?
I think we were clear on this when this prediction was stated. Does Marius have a sound effect? Does Marius have a sound effect for 0 points?
No, hang on, right. Given it being Christmas and everything and a time of goodwill to all people.
No, don't do it.
I've got to tell you, I did not know the federal US government had banned federally. I mean, so this is not a point, right? But it's not zero either. That's if it's been banned from all federal employees in 34 states.
Yeah,
I mean that's not bad. Honestly, we've let things through a lot worse than that in the past.
You know what? If Vivek Ramaswamy can use TikTok, it is not banned in the USA.
I didn't look at which states were banned, so I don't know if he can.
0.1 points, to be generous.
I mean, the entire federal government has to be a half point. I mean, it's
not a half point.
I would argue for a whole point because it is, in fact, banned in the USA. I never said all of the USA. I just said in the USA. And 54 states is a majority of the United States.
I mean,
okay, I don't like how this is going.
I mean, I can see Jono, your 0.1 point thing. I mean, sure, but do you really want to start like this? I mean, do you want it to be cutthroat rules from now on? Because I've seen your predictions.
Because the bar on this one's pretty high. All federal employees and, you know, 3/4 of the states is...
All right.
Yeah.
Let's move
2/3
on.
2/3 of the states.
We'll give him...
A half point.
0.2 points. I mean,
half point minimum.
Well, see, Jono's going for 0.2. I mean, I don't think he's going to like where this train stops when it gets to his turn, but...
I get ritualistically screwed every year, so I'm just ready. I'm ready for the pain, you know?
So I can't wait for the asymptotically approaching zero amount of points which you will receive. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll split the difference at a third of a point, do you think, Jono?
Third of a point. For Jeremy. That, by the way, your definition of splitting the difference is not what split the difference means, but let's carry on.
I was going to say, should it be like 0.6, which is the number percentage of states that have banned it? But anyway.
Hey. Quit while you're ahead, Garcia.
I feel like the difference between a wheelbarrow and your luck is that a wheelbarrow still works when you push it. So I would stop at this point if I was you.
Wow.
What a poet.
That's
All right, we got a lot to get through. What's next?
Next one. At least one traditional financial institution will have taken on substantial crypto risk that wasn't fully disclosed. And in my notes, I've put, I don't know whether this happened, but Jeremy will know.
Jeremy will know whether this happened.
So, yeah, looking at some of the Financial Times articles and Wall Street Journal articles, I would say this is definitely actually did happen. From, you know, Silvergate, who everyone knew banked crypto, I don't think anyone knew that 96% of their deposits were from crypto. I don't think anyone knew that. And what happened to them? They went under, bank run. The fastest bank run in, from what I can tell, the modern history of the United States. A bunch of hedge funds did not disclose the deep crypto exposure that they had and ended up closing shop. And I'd consider a hedge fund a pretty traditional. So between Silvergate and all the hedge funds this happened to, I think this is actually an oddly easy one.
Okay. I mean, honestly, you could tell me that every bank on earth did this and I just have to believe you. Because if I have financial questions, I ring you up and go, Jeremy, what does this mean? You know, what is money? But
I understood one third of the words that he said. So let's just give him a point.
I think we just give him a point. Maybe give him 1.1 points.
Be too easy in a row because this one was a clear yes. And the next one was a swing and a miss.
A swing and a miss coming up. Jeremy says Netflix gets acquired.
Now, to be fair, we are recording this not on the last day of the year, and giant companies being acquired in the last 2 days of the year, super common. So,
I've never seen this level of desperation for points from Jeremy Garcia before.
This is a big fat zero. From what I can tell, this wasn't even something that was discussed. I thought that with the direction tech was heading and some other things that someone would think this was potentially a good idea, and from what I could tell, did not happen in any way, shape, or form. Although Netflix did make the news yesterday, they released a bunch of streaming data that was previously unreleased. So
they did. I found this out when researching this in case they got bought and I'd missed it.
No, they in fact, this one I can't even pander for a hundredth of a tenth of a point. They in fact did not happen.
Yeah, I mean, although I thought it was a very good prediction, as you'll see in a bit, but so no points for that. The next
back to what I suspect will be a bit of back and forth.
Every year I moan about us not having things where we're going to argue about whether it even happened at the end of the year, and every year we get things like the rapid advances in AI slow down in a very obvious way. Cue massive argument about whether this happened.
I don't know if there's going to be an argument. It's evident that AI has just it's escalates, keeps growing and growing and growing.
No way. The velocity is definitely slowed down. So I think if you look at the beginning of the year, it was like GPT 3.5 and then GPT 4 and then Bard and then this and then that. And if you look at what's happening now, most of what I see in the news is either what regulation is going to happen or an AI company's actually going out of business, which was almost unthinkable at the beginning of the year. Like if you said in December when we did these predictions, or January, I don't remember, in January when we did these predictions, that by the end of the year, AI companies would already be closing shop, that would have seemed bonkers.
I'd say that's more of an edge case. I mean, now this may be because I live in a bit of a different world, being married to a VC. So our world is populated with early stage startups and companies and all the rest of it. And I'm seeing the opposite of this, like across the board.
But I think before it was like, I have an idea and AI and I'll get $100 million. And now it's like, okay, here's a way we're going to utilize LLMs to do a thing, which is night and day different.
Yeah, but I'd say if you look at things,
I would even say that's a very obvious difference.
If you look at things like Channel One, where they're like generating complete like photorealistic news anchors who are who are you know, creating news reports. If you look at what's going on with Poolside, if you look at what's happening with IBM's announcement around AI, the conferences are growing like crazy.
Oh, so my prediction wasn't that that AI was the equivalent of NFTs and would be laughably out of mind. It's just that before, I think people thought the velocity was going to last for years. And my point that it's not only not going to last for years, it's not even going to last a year. And I would argue that the velocity is unrecognizable almost from the beginning of the year.
But your prediction is in a very obvious way.
Yeah, I think that when you start talking about regulation and pragmatic things like which LLM will make the most sense from a business perspective, you've gone from massive hype cycle to the reality of implementing a thing in production in the enterprise. And once you've had that, that's to me a very obvious slowdown, definitionally by saying the word enterprise.
I disagree. I think that's people actually using it. Like, if you're pretty
X annoyed at my argument because he's like, he was about to tell me to piss off, and now he's like, I'm buying it a little.
I mean, you're not wrong there. I gotta tell you,
the fact that we're talking about enterprise AI implementations, like, if that's not an obvious slowdown to you from, hi, my name is Jono, I've heard of AI, here's a dump truck of money.
But why is that a slowdown? If companies are now, I would argue that what we have gone from is, like, at the beginning of all of these new technologies, as we've seen time and time again, you always get like that rapid phase at the beginning. Admittedly, it's rapid, where you get loads and loads of companies starting up, and a lot of them are bullshit, and they're not very serious, and they don't have anything of particular interest. Yes, survival of the fittest, a lot of those companies are going to die out. But I don't think that necessarily means that the innovation and the advances are slowing down. It just means that the survivors are stepping up. I would say that the technological advancement of AI is rapidly increasing across the board. It's increasing with the models. It's increasing with the number of companies that step into the fold. It's increasing with image generation, video generation, audio.
But those were all always there. My point was it's more about the velocity of advancement, not adoption.
I'm not talking about adoption. I'm talking about the velocity as well. I'd say I can't see how.
No, for a while at the beginning of the year, it was every week, everything you knew about AI was wrong. And in the last 4 months, like, there's not been any material change. That's a huge change in velocity to me.
What are you talking about?
In the last 4 months, what has blown your mind in the last 4 months?
I mean, putting aside how they kind of they fluffed part of the demo of this, but the stuff with Gemini at Google is mind-blowing.
They made half of it up!
Okay. Besides, did a lot of work there.
No. To be fair to the folks at Google, from what I read, yes, they sped it up. They used an actual human voice instead of it being like an AI-generated voice, 100%. But the actual processing of what they were demonstrating there is real. And that's very impressive what they've accomplished there. They killed a ton of trust by making it look a lot sexier than it was, 100%.
But I think part of what people were so impressed with was the reality of the voice and the time that it could do a thing. Because in computing, like, timing is everything, right? A lot of the investments that we have, what made a difference from making it not viable to viable is literally nothing but timing. And they faked that part.
They did. But let's be frank, like, the actual use cases that they were demonstrating, like scanning like the duck and being able to identify the material of the duck, is very impressive. That wasn't around at the beginning of this year.
Pretty close.
You couldn't do that with AI. You could not do that at the beginning of this year.
I would argue that's ML anyway, but I think, if anything, the fact that they needed to do that means they thought that demo was going to be a thing. Advancement slowed down enough that that thing was not possible. And they did the aspirational demo they always wanted and not what they think could happen.
I think what happened there was the whole black triangle effect, right? You know, that story about there was a video game company and the secretary comes in and all the engineers are hunched around a computer and there's a black triangle drawn on the screen. She's like, what's the big deal? It's just a black triangle. But the engineering that went into rendering that triangle behind the scenes was mind-blowing. And I think that's what's happening with Gemini, is that if they'd have showed it, and it took like 15 seconds for a response to generate, and it's a text response, it wouldn't be as sexy. And they needed to kind of sex it up a little bit for the video, which was the wrong decision, and it kills a bunch of trust in Google.
Oddly, a decision they've made before. You think they would have learned from the previous time they did this basically exact same thing, but separate.
All right. So how are we gonna point this? I mean, My gut feeling
say,
here
AccuBend
is
suspiciously
quiet. Yeah, yeah, what do you think?
No, it's interesting. I mean, in the same way that Jono, Married to Erica VC, swimming in AI hype stuff and everything, I'm on the absolute opposite end of the diving board here, where literally everyone around me is like, wow, check this thing out. It tells you to poison yourself when you ask it questions. This isn't good. So
depends on the asker.
So I think this, and I ran into this when I was trying to decide what I thought about this question. So in my notes, I had written, don't know, don't think so, question mark. And then Jono just replaced it with trollololololol in the show notes. So I can't remember exactly what I wrote out, unhelpfully. But
show history.
I think there is a distinction between whether the hype bubble has burst, which I would agree is the case. Certainly. Yes. There's not well, I'm not going to say there's not breathless AI boosterism all over the place. There is, but there's less of it than there was 12 months ago.
Yeah, 100%.
Exactly as Jeremy says, because people are now starting to get to grips with, okay, instead of just going, I'm doing AI, give me $100 million, it's how can we actually make useful things that are real? And a whole bunch of people who did the, oh, we're going to do pets.com AI edition, you know, have since died on their asses. Jono's point, I think, more is that now things are actually becoming or attempting to become a product and a tool that works. That hasn't dropped away at all. What has dropped away is the top 50%, which was made out of bullshit and air.
No, but I think the actual, even if you look at the releases from the open AIs of the world, and to be clear, like I said, the potential for Gen AI, I think we all agree, is actually real, unlike some previous hype cycles we've been through in tech. So I think we all agree with that. What I'm saying is, my point with the prediction was that the day after day, I was going to say week after week, but remembering the time, the day, it almost seemed like I had never been alive at a time in tech where things changed this rapidly. And I think people thought that was going to happen for years and that we were going to be super far, 3 years, tech would be unrecognizable. And I think the reality has set in that the low-hanging things that we accomplished then were difficult, challenging, fun tasks and genuinely changed the industry. But that is not going to continue unabated. And now we're into the tough part of the problem that a lot of people in the space agreed with me from the beginning. I think maybe some people didn't. And that was more the spirit of my prediction, is this will not continue unabated. And I don't think it has.
This is about technological advances. See, my correct issue with that is that all of the innovation in this stuff happens behind closed doors and then it drops on you. If the OpenAI people release ChatGPT 5 tomorrow and it reaches out from my monitor and makes me a cup of tea or something, then clearly innovation is still happening. They just haven't released it. But you don't get to see that sort of stuff happen because none of it happens in public. This is why Google, despite the fact that they decided to piss away any credibility they had by faking the demo. Yeah. It's not like you knew the week before or the month before that they were working on this stuff. They just went, da-da, out of nowhere, here's a whizzy new demo. You knew they were working on something.
Right, but the da-da out of nowhere was a daily thing, and now I think it's a quarterly.
But the thing is, but the question is the prediction is,
I can see
the rapid advances in AI will slow down in a very obvious way.
Yep.
Bear in mind that these are my summaries of the prediction. So don't nitpick the wording of the way I summarized it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say none of us actually listened to the show.
But the spirit of the prediction being that the pace of innovation slows down. I think if you look at, as a point in time, it was around this time last year, Jeremy, that you and Alan and our other halves, we all went out for dinner, right? When you were in the Bay Area. I remember that weekend when we hung out. That was the first time I used ChatGPT. And when I think about what AI was in that moment compared to what it is now, when you look at ChatGPT-4 and you look at Llama and you look at you know, the Google thing and Bard and where we've got to, I cannot see how that has slowed down. Now, will it slow down at some point? Would this prediction be appropriate for next year? 100%. But I cannot see a world where AI innovation has slowed down. It's 100% been rapid. But anyway, we should make a decision on this.
We should.
What do we think? I mean, I think it's partially, it has slowed down to a degree. I'd give a third of a point for this, but I don't think the prediction's accurate.
I'd go to half, I think. It depends exactly what we're talking about. But I think Jeremy's point is reasonable. But equally, assume that Google's thing does do what it claims, and most of the faking the demo thing, we ignore that because that's about credibility, not about what the technology can actually do. And I take completely on board Jeremy's point that if you go, look, we can do this thing, but it's only amazing if it happens in 2 seconds. If it actually takes 10 minutes and you cut out that bit of the video, it's considerably less amazing.
Yeah.
Even leaving that to one side, that was pretty recent, right? That wasn't the beginning of the year. That was like a month ago.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
right, half a point.
And honestly, you know, you put Chatty Jeeps out there 12 months ago, and it takes someone 12 months to come up with a new thing that does what it does. Sure, that seems fair to me. So I'd happily go for half a point.
All right, so let's half do a point. And then we can blast through these bonuses because they are very easy to grade.
The bonuses won't take long. Right. So Jeremy's bonus ones were: the web starts fragmenting into three distinct blocks, Sino, Euro, and Americano. I'm like, I didn't think this would happen to us. In case it happened and I didn't notice, but I felt like it
especially
did not
the,
happen.
The Sino one I thought would be the most obvious, and even that one is non-existent, so it has changed not at all. So a swing and a miss. Next.
No, Mastodon usage peaks in the first half of the year and drops steadily from there, which I do not believe has happened.
No, it totally happened. It absolutely 100% with the chart happened.
No. No, it didn't.
So go to Wired. There's a story. The Mastodon bump is now a slump. Shows active daily Mastodon users. It was written. Did they not do dates? I don't know. I don't see a date on it. But the graph here.
So the Mashable article, that I linked in the show notes, there were 2.5 million people in October 2022, which is when there was the huge big thing, but that was last year. It dropped a lot at the beginning of the year. So it didn't peak in the first half and drop steadily from there. It dropped a lot at the beginning of the year, down to 1.4 million in February, after everyone was like, we're leaving Twitter, we're going to Mastodon, was there for 5 minutes, and then went, fuck this, and bailed. But now it's gone back up again. So it's now at 1.8 million. So it dropped off a lot after everyone fled Twitter at the very end of last year. And now it's going back up. What it didn't do, which I believe was the spirit and the literal meaning of your prediction, was that it would peak in sort of February and then it would steadily drop from there. And that has not happened.
So if you would have graded this like in July, you're saying I would have got a point?
The point is that I suspect that the peak that you were talking about, the everyone runs to Mastodon and then decides they don't like it, basically had already happened when we did the predictions. That happened in November and December last year and October. It did not happen after the prediction was made. It dropped off from there, but then it arrested itself and went back up.
Suspicious.
Zero, 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 zero.
I mean, let me look at this. I'm in for zero with this since I've got, you know, actual evidence and stuff, but I'm open to being convinced if you've got a different graph from somewhere else.
We'll say zero with the opportunity.
It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest if the article you're talking about was absolutely
like
the same thing,
but
it was written in April. Okay. So I think that's naught.
I'll reserve appeal. Right here, but then all right, zero, fine. And the other one, next one, another swing and a miss on the same top every year with this topic.
Jeremy is the one to throw himself on the grenade on the team's behalf this year by saying someone takes a large equity stake in Canonical. Even too chicken to say someone buys Canonical. Someone takes a large equity stake in Canonical.
We've all failed on that one all of the years in a row. I tried to make a new mistake here. And,
So a grand total of 0.8 points.
He got a whole point for the financial institution one.
And then a half for the one, and then a third for the other.
Yeah, that's right. 1.8 points.
1.8 points.
1.8. I mean, that's not bad.
For us. For
as
us, that's really
as an average, that's it's just Kingdom of the Blind stuff right here.
Who is up next?
All right. Should we, what do you want to do? Do you want to, shall I do you or do you want to do me? It's a weird thing to say on a podcast.
Well, I mean, it's not often that I get that offer. Crikey. Why don't you do me, John?
why change the habit of a lifetime? All right, let me scroll up here.
Could have done without all this.
So the Texas HB 20 social media law will come before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court will uphold it as constitutional.
Right, so I'm going to pitch for half a point here. and probably get a quarter. So it hasn't actually come up before the Supreme Court, which means clearly they have not yet had the chance to uphold it as
constitutional. But they did accept it.
Yes, indeed. In September, they agreed to hear Net Choice versus Paxton, which is the case about it. So they haven't done it yet, but they've said they're gonna. I get something for that. I feel like...
Oh, you mean like, for example, when a company says, just picking a random example here, that they're going to release a VR headset. They announce it, but they don't release it that year.
I mean...
Something like that?
Yeah.
Are we talking about?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
All right. All right, which case you should probably get a point.
I like the setup there. Wow.
Shamelessly putting in partisan bickering. Okay,
but I mean, your prediction wasn't whether they would take it up; it's whether they would uphold it as constitutional.
Well, like, it was sort of a two-part prediction. So
this is like Schrodinger's ruling right now.
I think
that's a good point.
Half a point for they will take it up, and half a point for they will pick the stupid wrong thing to do and say it's constitutional.
So
I definitely don't get the second half
this,
point because they've
putting,
done it yet.
Putting this out there. If they would have ruled and they would have not upheld it, would you be arguing for a half point?
Damn skippy, I would. Absolutely. Oh, I might be arguing for the cause of a point because they made a correct decision for once. I think
so what
half
are we thinking,
a point
Jerry?
Or possibly half a point.
I think maybe a quarter of a point. I think his half a point is just, he's getting a little ahead of his skis at that point.
I could do a quarter.
All right. Okay.
Since the ruling is the big portion, but they did take it, they did accept it, so that seems fair.
Okay. Let's do 0.15 just to fuck with him a little
what?
Bit.
I've already written in 0. Oh, you just deleted it.
I did delete it. They're like a collaboration. All right, we'll do a quarter of a point. That's fair.
Good.
All right.
Next,
global daily Twitter users will drop a minimum of 10% by the end of 2023.
And I'll have a point. Thank you very much.
I think you get a point for this.
I
mean,
do
there's
get
no
a point
doubt
for this.
That this has happened.
11.6% drop, according to the most recent figures I could find.
Yep.
Admitted by what's name Iaccarino.
I was going to say, the fact that the CEO gave the number seems like...
Interestingly, they've now stopped talking about daily active users and have made up some bullshit statistic of their own, which doesn't look like it's dropped 10% in 12 months, but there
we go. The number of Musks has gone up by 2 points.
Yeah, 1.4 me.
The number of Musks. It will be interesting to see whether... It's been so tumultuous in Twitter world. It'll be interesting to see what this looks like, if it will ever stabilize. But we will keep our eyes peeled in 2024. There's not really much to say about that,
not
right?
Not if he keeps aiming the F-bomb at the largest advertisers on Earth. It seems like he's in for some tough sledding.
you know what my favorite thing about that was, and I just don't know what the hell's going through his mind, is when he said something like, you know, history is going to look back on this boycott and they'll side with us. And it's like, why?
No, why would they do this?
Like, why? They're well within their rights not to advertise.
Yes.
You know?
History is going to look back on you and go, hey, this is an adult man going, you can't tell me what to do. You're not my real dad. At global scale.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. Furious. Anyway, all right. Next one was a song claimed to be composed and performed entirely by AI will get in the charts.
As far as I can tell, I don't get a point for this.
I asked both Bard and ChatGPT if this was correct, and they all indicated it was not.
I went looking, and if I were in the mood to argue about this, I put together a half dozen examples, but they're all like, I composed this with the help of AI, or
there's a bunch
AI
of those,
wrote this thing, but there's always a person involved somewhere. And the point of the prediction was that it would be proudly asserted that this song had no people involved and got in the charts anyway, that would be the selling point of it. Not, I used AI to help me do this. Otherwise, you know, yeah. T-Pain songs are qualified because they're auto-tuned, right?
Was not expecting a T-Pain call out when we hit record today. I will say that.
That's, could have said Cher. But as far as I could tell, that notion of, yeah, you see, no people made this song and people bought it anyway, that didn't happen, and that was where I was aiming with the prediction. So the fact that people are using AI to help them write things is not useful, because 3/4 of the songs in the charts will qualify then. So this thing has not yet happened as far as I can tell, so no points.
I'm honestly a little surprised at this one. I would have thought this would have happened.
I mean it's entirely possible that it's actually happened, but they're not claiming it. But that exactly the point is that that wouldn't meet the prediction, because the idea was that someone would be proud of it, not that someone would conceal it.
I'm just astonished that some influencer who's just like trying to get clicks did not do this as a big marketing stunt. And,
yeah,
you know, the closest that I saw to this, I don't know if either of you guys saw this. This was really cool. Was, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger recently put his book out, and that documentary Arnold is on Netflix. It's really good. And there was this video that he put out of a kiosk at like Gold's Gym, and it was called AI Arnold Intelligence, where they were saying that there was a screen and they loaded his book and a bunch of his, like, you know, because he does like a lot of self-help type stuff, into an LLM, and people would go in there and they'd sit there on a stool and ask it questions, and they had his voice and he'd respond, right? But what was happening is he was just sat in a box with a microphone, and then they'd ask a bunch of questions, then he'd just appear out of the box and be like, oh my God, right? I'm surprised that somebody hasn't done more like that, you know?
So
I loved that. I thought that
Mechanical Turk Arnie edition. Interesting.
Basically, yeah.
Well,
it's quite
you
cool
see,
video.
People have done stuff like that. They haven't done this thing where it's a fake out, like the actual original Mechanical Turk was actually a person hidden in the box. But for example, one bloke used an AI generated version of Taylor Swift's voice and did a song using it.
Right. There was the Drake one that was super popular too.
He is currently being taught the error of his ways by Tay Tay's lawyers, who took an exceedingly dim view of this behavior. So, yeah, don't do that, kids. But, yeah, but nothing. So, no point for me on that one, this point.
No point. Let me just take great joy of adding that into the document.
Yeah, well, you don't have to actually write zero in the document.
Zero, zero. Oh, it's already bolded. Carry on. Next one. So you had two bonuses.
I did.
The first one was that Apple will allow either sideloading or allow third-party browser engines on iOS.
Not this year. We are materially closer to it happening than we were when I made the prediction. So I'm going to make this prediction again for next year, but didn't happen this year.
Well, did you see the Epic Google?
Yep.
That's got to have some kind of pathway to this.
It
right?
has, so. Yep. And Apple have also they'll allow other payment services only in the last couple of days. And
the pendulum is swinging,
but it hasn't quite swung enough yet. I'll be honest with you. This was less I predicted this is going to happen and more me really hoping that it happened.
I think Apple and Google will both allow other payments and maybe capitulate on the 30%. I don't think sideloading or third-party browser engines will happen on iOS in 2024.
Well, third-party browser engines is the one I'm aiming for, and it's the one we're putting all the work in to help happen. But, you know, it'll be good, but it didn't happen this year, so I don't get a point for it.
Now, this next bonus might be my favorite. I like this one.
This might take a while, this next one, to discuss.
Shut up.
So someone buys Netflix.
See, what I should have done was I should have said to Jeremy, I'll give you a point for that, because then I'd have got a point back.
I know, yeah.
And then we just go, and Jono goes, what, no one bought Netflix? And we go, no, like the US Postal Service bought it. And we just go, yeah, they did. It absolutely happened.
You'd be a terrible politician.
Losing ahead of time would have been smarter here, yeah.
You should.
Yeah, disappointingly, I can't believe we both independently, I should note, predicted this. Now, we did not confer on this last year. We both independently picked it on our list, and it did not happen.
Yeah, very. Yeah, I'm going to actually put into the doc here 0.00 just to really dial it home. So, all right. So let's take a while. Let me just take a moment to calculate the total here. Zero, quarter of a point. No, one and a quarter points.
Thank you. The Twitter one, which you just breezed over, I just 100% got.
So yes. 1.25 points, and Jeremy got 1.7 points. 1.8 points.
Yep.
So Jeremy is blistering into the lead.
Jeremy currently ahead. So Jeremy, why don't we run down Failure Bacon's predictions?
This usually ends well. Okay.
Although it starts better than I would have hoped.
It does.
Meta will announce significant, and by this I mean 1,000+ people for an order of magnitude, layoffs in their Metaverse division.
1 point.
Technically, 1 point. I can't actually prove this is the case. They've laid off 21,000 people this year, and they've walked a long way back on all the Metaverse goals. I can't technically confirm that at least 1,000 of those 21,000 were in the Metaverse division. I mean, it seems likely, to be honest.
There's an article that used a significant portion as a wording, which a significant portion of 21,000 has to be over 1,000, I would imagine.
I mean...
Like, do I know
I'll
the
be
number
honest
here?
With you.
No.
Going against this is a bit of a sticky wicket, but I couldn't actually prove it. But, you know, I mean, feel
it sounds like...
What, 0.9?
Yeah.
What? This is great, because you two are just talking, I'm being quiet, and you're proving my point.
Can you actually prove
figuratively.
This one?
Well, no, but I mean, to Jeremy's point.
Jeremy's half a point, I think you mean.
This clearly happened. There's no doubt. I mean, the Metaverse division was huge.
It would be as churlish as possible to attempt to deny you.
I mean, point eight seems like the right number.
So
here,
I think point eight seems reasonable.
Okay, I'm just going to add my point into the document there.
All right, point eight. Next up, Twitter will launch a YouTube competitor. Users will be able to upload long form video 1+ hours, monetize their videos with ads, and see a video view.
Now, on this one, we're going to start haggling over points here, because
we're not going to start haggling over points at all. You're going to say you can upload longer videos now, like an FTP server is a YouTube competitor. No, that's not what it is.
Did you say an FTP server?
So also, in true Bacon form, I found an article from November 7th of 2022, aka
three months before
we made these predictions, where Elon Musk posted on Twitter, X, we will launch a YouTube competitor. So he didn't really.
And he has not done so.
Yes.
A man known for the CEO said.
Months later, said it, and then it didn't really happen. This is just because
somebody says it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Let me haggle for my point here, or portion of a point. So the prediction here was it will be YouTube competitor. People will be able to upload long form videos of an hour or longer. They'll be able to monetize their videos with ads and see a video view. Now, clearly, the video view didn't happen, right? Like you can't go to X right now and see the equivalent of a YouTube browse view of all the different videos. But I would say, one, you can upload videos that are longer than an hour, and monetization is happening, right? So they're doing revenue sharing with advertising towards creators. Now, it's with creators who have over a certain number of subscribers and
but
views,
it's not
and
based on videos. And I think
it applies to videos and to normal posts. So
right,
I think I should get part of a point.
But if you listed the top 5 or 10 or 20 features that you use on YouTube, reasons you use YouTube, modalities that you use YouTube, not a single one would apply to X.
Well, the videos of longer than an hour applies, and the revenue sharing applies.
The spirit of this prediction is very much, it would be a YouTube competitor. It's not that just that you happen to be able to upload a long form video.
So that's why I think.
So yeah, I think
if they launched something like Vine, I would have gave you a half point, but they didn't even do that. They didn't even half ass it to that level.
Yeah, 0.1 of a point. I mean, sure, you can upload long form.
So hang on a second. Are you trying to tell me?
By this definition, like an S3 bucket is a competitor to
this is what I'm saying.
To X Point. Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that being able to add longer videos on a X post is not considered a YouTube competitor?
I am in fact trying to tell you that, yes. Since in order to implement this YouTube competitor, someone went and found the line in the code which says max file size equals something and then just stuck two extra zeros on it. That does not make you a YouTube competitor.
I suspect that the good people in Twitter engineering are going to be quite mad at that statement, by the way.
Fortunately, there aren't any people left in Twitter engineering because they all got fired. I tell a lie, there's one guy who's there to juice Musk's numbers every day to make sure he ends up in front of him.
Yeah, there is someone whose job description is definitely make number of Musks go up.
Yeah. So, I mean,
X is the weight of 1.2 Musks right now.
I think
I should get at least 0.1.
So I'll give you 0.1 of a point for that. Yeah.
All right, I'll take
so
it.
So that'll round off the 0.9 we gave you, so you're at a point.
I got a point for the previous one.
We landed on 0.8 or 0.9. I don't remember.
No, we landed on 1 is what we landed on. Okay. I'm making an executive decision. All right.
There will be at least one legal regulatory requirement be put into practice in the US or the EU that restricts the use of ChatGPT and or large language models.
I mean, this is happening.
It's happening.
It's not been implemented.
It hasn't happened yet.
No.
Yeah.
We're
kind of back at your social media law.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think there's, if one thing has become very apparent, it's that we think the legal system moves faster than it does. Every year, someone says, I think there'll be a law about this by the end of the year. And there's always an indication there will be such a law. It takes longer than a year. We never remember.
I mean, I think the US was always going to be optimistic here. If it was going to happen, and where it is happening is the EU. They don't exactly move quickly there.
Right? I will happily give you half a point for this because it's going to happen, I think.
I don't know if I'm happy about it, but I'll begrudgingly agree.
Make your case for less.
No. Because we gave you a half point on the it seems fair.
I think we've agreed to do this, but we haven't actually done it, is a half point measure.
That's fair.
All right. I'll take it. Thank you for your service, gentlemen. All right. Let's go into the bonuses.
Jeremy.
Apple. This is
Apple
how it works,
will,
Jeremy.
Apple
you
will
read
release,
the thing out. We respond to the thing.
Apple will release their AR/VR headset. It will garner positive reviews for the product, but the press will still question the viability of both AR and VR.
Now, hang on. Before you two start smacking your lips on this one, okay? It's obviously not released, right? Let's just get the elephant in the room out there.
Yeah, end of prediction.
If I remember right, and I did not listen to the show, I suspect none of us did, you banged on about the positive reviews. Like, that was the main meat of the prediction, was how positive the reviews would be. And have you read a review? Where's Gruber on this one?
The reviews, so it's obviously not released. It's coming out in Q1 recently. There's a guy called Mark Gurman who is a pretty consistent, consistently accurate leaker of Apple stuff.
Yep.
Estimation is that it's definitely going to come out in Q1. It's probably going to be in February. There are units out to developers and have been out to developers for a while. It's not available to consumers yet. Pretty much across the board, reviewers who have used it have had very positive things to say about it. And developers have had very positive things to say what it's been like developing for it as well. So now I think in line with the prediction, there is still a lot of question about the viability of AR and VR. I think that's true. So I think I should get at least half a point for this because it's not out, fair enough. But I think
sure,
I'm right on the positive reviews. And it is available to developers, right? So it's not available to consumers.
So I will say it's further along than I would have thought. I will grant you that one. Most of the reviews I read said it was impressive, but And there were a long list of, but either they didn't get the chance to actually view a long demo, and that the length and breadth of the demos minutes. Led them to believe that like the experience is not quite there yet.
That's interesting. I'd agree with you about the longest list of butts since Sir Mix-a-Lot at the end of every review. Like, he paid anyone who listens to this show is 25, Sir Mix-a-Lot. No idea about
wow.
that. But the other thing I'm a little bit skeptical about on the positive reviews, and I admit there generally have been, wow, this is really good, is that they've got what people are allowed to talk about on pretty strict lockdown. Yes. You know, it's like, yeah, you can write a review of this, but you're not allowed to actually touch the thing without a person from Apple also touching it. And you can't like show any pictures unless they've been approved. You can't use a word with an F in it.
That's exactly. No, yeah. But that's not entirely true. I admit that. So the reviewers had 30 minutes with the unit. They could do anything they wanted with the unit, and they could say whatever they wanted about it. Right. The unit there was a lot of things they weren't showing yet because it wasn't developed yet, but they were able to use the core environment, use the pinch in to kind of select things in the eye tracking. They could look at spatial photos and video. So the mechanics, the bare bones of it, were working correctly, and they could say what they wanted. And pretty much across the board, the thing I remember when this came out was everybody kept using the word magic. They said it was almost like magic the way the interaction.
We talked about it in the show. Yes,
we did. And it was a step ahead, like significant step ahead of anything that's on the market right now.
So I think the spirit of your thing is correct. But obviously, it's a big part of it is it will be released, and it has not been.
So no release.
But it is available to developers.
Mixed reviews. I'm going 0.2 here.
It's got positive reviews and it's available to developers. And the viability of AR and VR is still in question. This is. The majority of the point is there.
I was going to give you half a point there, Jono, but you went and typed 0.5 into the document before we'd even discussed it, so I'm changing it to 0.49.
All right. I'll take it. Yes.
That
all right.
Is,
very
how do you
excited.
Feel about that is punishment of
dear listener,
temerity.
Curious what you think of the precision of our pointing system here. It is.
Yes. Quite the all right, rubric. What's next? We got a couple more to get through before we wrap up.
Donald Trump will drop out of the election for one of two reasons. One, claims of persecution. Two, a legal decision preventing him from running.
No, he has been claiming persecution, and there are many legal decisions that should prevent him from running, but sadly he has not dropped out.
Sadly it hasn't happened. No.
So never, I think half a point.
Never would I have been so happy to give you a point, but no.
And that would have been great. And importantly, the important word in your prediction, because I did go back and listen to this bit, check, was that you expected him to drop out. Not that
he
would
obviously has.
If he had been prevented from running, but he didn't want to be prevented, but your pitch was basically that secretly he doesn't really want to do it. What he wants is all the fame and stuff and not the bothership of governing. So we'd quite like it if someone came in and stopped him from doing it so he could piss and moan about it, but not actually have to be present. And that sadly has not happened yet. But,
well,
you know,
it's not only sad in my mind. It's not only sad in my mind that he hasn't dropped out yet. It's sad in my mind that he's got the vast, vast, vast majority of the polling still with all of these fucking cases hanging over him. It's like, oh, God, come on, America. We can do better than this. All right. So obviously no points.
Obviously no points.
And wrapping up on a Bing prediction, which who would have thought? Bing will launch with ChatGPT-like functionality and see significantly increased growth, where significantly increased is defined as more than 30%.
Now, obviously, Bing does have ChatGPT integrated into it.
Well, they don't have ChatGPT-like. They have licensed ChatGPT.
Yeah, but you get the point. I mean, it's that was the point. Bing will integrate.
Yeah, it's actually ChatGPT. Yes, they have it. So that is true. Growth, as far as I can tell, the growth
either.
Didn't happen at all.
Yep. So I think part of a point for this one, because the growth didn't happen. So half a point.
And it's difficult not to have a lot of growth on such a small base. It's not like Bing was already killing it and then you were asking for more. It was like
the best stats I could actually find that were anything like recent suggested their market share dropped. From 3.19% to 2.9%. But it's entirely possible that the market grew and they stayed the same or something. So I can't prove a lot from that, but it certainly hasn't grown 30%.
I mean, from what I can tell, and this is entirely anecdotal, but with the AI integration into both Google and Bing, no one really cares. I don't know anyone who's really significantly using those features at all. And maybe it's because it's quite early. Oh, but
I was going to say, I know a lot of people who care, but they care because it's made things worse. They don't like it. I think people care quite a lot about the fact that now you can't search for anything without having some AI thing make up some bollocks and tell it to you instead of a damn search result. But no one likes it.
I don't get that on Google. Do you?
You don't get what? The AI thing?
Any AI stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think maybe it's because I signed up for it earlier.
See, I use, in an effort to separate out different projects, I use different browsers for different things that I'm doing. And one of them is Edge. And not only have they rammed a bunch of ChatGPT's bollocks into Bing, they've rammed it into Edge as well. And I keep having to find the new place where they've hidden the checkbox and turn it off. And it's really annoying.
Right.
Now I'm going to these search engines and typing.
I'm going to...
I get it.
I think this prediction was broken into two pieces. The ChatGPT functionality and the growth. Growth, we haven't got good data. I'm not going to try and claim on that, but I'd say half a point for the first part.
I think you're saying it's going to grow by 30% and it might have shrank. You might lose a point.
That's not how predictions work. It doesn't go in your favor. You don't lose points.
He's a stickler for the rules all of a sudden.
Jeremy is like jonesing for points. We noticed this.
I tell ya, you're not disagreeing.
I think Jeremy may have made a bet with some like unsavory folks in New York about his performance on this show.
Is bad voltage on DraftKings?
I
think half a point for that seems fair.
So Jono scores.
Well, hang on. Do we get half a point?
I'll give you. Oh, I'll give you half a point for this.
All right, let's add these up.
So Jono gets 2.59 points.
No, 2.59.
Why do you think that?
I got 1 point for the metaverse thing.
Oh, wow.
Then I got...
for the people at home... The bit where we're putting the points into the show notes, Jono made the 1 point he got for the meta thing really massive, so my eyes just glossed over it like a banner ad, so I didn't add it. Let this be a lesson to you.
I got 2.59 points.
You did?
Jeremy got, I got two halves, so that's two, and then I got 0.49 and then 0.1.
Yeah. So
it's 2.59.
My God.
Jeremy got 1.7. At got 1.5. I didn't just win.
That was
I crushed. You two give me so much shit about these predictions. Didn't I win last year as well?
I don't remember. Actually,
I'm gonna go and remind myself to remember.
that's a new word for it. Don't wear your hand out.
I didn't realize that I was such a visionary genius.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
What this has taught me is that I need to make a bunch of sitter bonus predictions next time and then we'll be fine.
I think what's happening is my ability to predict the future is getting stronger and stronger, and at some point I will become Legion.
Will you?
Yes. this will happen.
I had a discussion with Marius, who mixes our show. So this is Marius.
Yes, thank you, Marius.
Media, who does a fantastic job, and you should use him for the thing. And I was talking to him about the quality of the audio that the mine sounded worse than everybody else. I'm like, what can you do about it? And we went backwards and forwards, and he was talking about nailing egg boxes on the wall in my living room and all this kind of thing. And then it turned out that for all these years, I've been speaking into the back of the mic rather than the front.
So, is that true?
Yeah. Yes, it is. So.
No.
I didn't know. It's symmetrical.
Oh my God. It's been a joke, not just on this podcast, but on two other podcasts about your lack of AB now and the fact that you're not allowed to have an opinion about this.
I mean, if you wanted to solidify a decades-long held opinion, that's...
I can't argue with you. You know, it's not like I got this reputation unfairly. I'm not good at this stuff. So I thought that would amuse you.
I don't want to see how you pet a dog.
Right. So that, I believe, is us for the year of 2023. We will return in 2024 with Mixing Done by Marius in order to give you our predictions for the next year. I believe that's how we'll start.
Yeah. And people of the Bad Voltage community, do you predict that there will be a canonical prediction?
Do we have to roll
a dice or something to see who has to say it this year?
It's got to a point now where I'm scared that if we don't make a prediction about Canonical, that'll be the year that they IPO.
Yeah.
Almost assuredly. You know how to ensure that it happens? None of us make sense.
I mean, I've been living my life a long time. I know how it works, right? The universe is going to look at it and go, ha, let's screw language again. Here we go. So, yes, so happy holidays, all of you. Have a good holiday season, everyone.
Yes, yes.
And
we'll see you next year.
We'll see you in the new year.
One, two,
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Can we count that again? For some reason, GarageBand took 8 seconds to start. Yeah. I already get bollocked by Marius for this, so let's, one more time.
Fucking think different is what it is. I'm still recording, so we just keep going. Same here.
Yeah, still right. Recording.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.